Dr. Saber detecting a televisit note on patient Tobias Sophia, SOPHIA, Tobias, TOBIAS, date of service 9/28/2023, date of birth 7/6/1975. The patient is 48-year-old, female, referred to see me by Dr. Ballard for evaluation of kidney stones and elevated serum creatinine. Period. Paragraph. Patient has been suffering from kidney stone episodes since June 2023, when she had a renal colic and UTI. She was placed on multiple antibiotics. In July also, she went to Memorial Hermann, where she had another episode of kidney stones. She also was followed by urology. Review of her CT scans from Memorial Hermann reveal from August 12, 2023, a 6 mm left kidney stone and no stones on the right. But she had at that time bilateral ureteral stent that has been removed by now, period, paragraph. Other review of systems reveals nausea and headache and weight loss of 30 pounds in 3 months or so. Also, she reports dysphagia, odynophagia, and to solids, period. Her headaches is behind her eyes, is always associated with her nausea, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn reported, no abdominal pain. She does have more constipation, no malaria. Past medical history includes ADHD, migraine, headaches, past surgical history is unremarkable, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is single, has had one kid, no smoking, no alcohol, no illicit drug use. She works as a aesthetic injector for Dr. Ballard's aesthetic business, period. COVID-19 status, she had received one dose of Moderna in the past, period. Family history, father had died from a brain aneurysm, another brother died from a brain aneurysm, her mother had thyroid cancer, period. All other systems are reviewed, are negative except for the following. Patient reports streaks of microclots upon urination, has been going on for some time now since her stenting, period. Paragraph. Current medication include Topamax and Adderall and birth control, fills period paragraph. assessment and plan. One, bilateral kidney stones with most likely passage of the 3 mm right kidney stone. Now we have a residual 6 mm kidney stone in the left kidney. She is taking high-dose Topamax, most likely contributing to kidney stone formation. However, a little link is a study is pending. We are going to review and advise accordingly. At the current time, I would recommend to decrease her Topamax dose to 100 mg daily and try to taper it off if we can. Next diagnosis, protracted nausea and vomiting and weight loss over the last 30 pounds in 3 months, associated with dysphagia to solids. Need to rule out esophagitis versus malignancy of the esophagus. Patient will need to be referred to CGI for further evaluation. I'm going to start her on Nexium and sacral fate until she can CGI. Next diagnosis. Chronic headaches with hip family history of brain aneurysm. Patient will need a CT scan of the brain without IV contrast. If her serum creatinine is back to normal, we are going to order that for her. Next diagnosis, elevated serum creatinine, most likely related to obstruction of kidney stones and instrumentation. Patient is expected to recover kidney function and full workup is going to be initiated. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Ballard, for allowing me to see you quickly in consultation. I will see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further investigations and recommendations. End of report. Thanks.